The definition of asana is tirasuka asanam. Able to sit in one posture without any discomfort for a length of time. The Hatha Yoga Pradipika talks highly of four asanas. The Padmasana, Bhadrasana, Siddhasana, and Simhasana or Vajrasana. Vajrasana. Four postures able to sit in, to do, get to those four postures, there are 8.4 million asanas are there, 8.4 million species are there, one species representing one asana. We are doing so many asanas, ultimate purpose, you are able to sit in one posture. In yoga means, sit means you settle down. You are not able to settle down. Physically, I am not able to settle down. Every 2 minutes, I want to move here. I am not physically settled. I am not mentally settled. I am not spiritually settled. How can you attain great things? First, process of settling down, practice. Settle down. Settle down. When person is anxious and stressed, pacing here and there, and not settled. A calm person, a great leader, is the one able to sit in one posture, calm down, relax, settle down, able to sit in one posture. It said, if you are able to sit in one posture without any movement for 2 hours, not to move, that means you have got asana siddhi. And for me, every 2 minutes I want to move my legs, and I make all faces, and back is hurting, knees hurting, and practice various asanas, loosen your muscles, loosen your joints, so that you are able to sit in one posture for a length of time. Bhagavad Gita is talking about samam ka yashiro grivam dharayan achalam stiraha. Able to sit without any movement, keeping your back, neck and head in one line. Head in one line, dharayan achalam stiraha. A concentrated mind, you are not looking at here, not looking at here. Achalam stiraha, become firm. Sampreksha nasika gramstvam disaschana avalokayan. It is talking about, in the meditation chapter, it is talking about how to improve the communication. Communication, it is talking about when you are doing, for meditation, bring your attention to the eyebrow center. Now you are in the class. How to improve the communication? Your eyes are aligned with the teacher's eyes. You are gazing. Communication channel is established. On the other token, teacher is talking, I am looking somewhere, things goes. Achalam stiraha, your eyes are gazing. So focused, communication channel is established. If you want to become a great orator, great communicator, first accomplish this one. When you are sitting, observe the eyes. Observe the facial expression. So, the communication channel is established. You are established here. Physically, you are established, able to sit, and ideally to sit. Now, when you are sitting, if the knees are elevated like this, you are not comfortable, knees must go towards the ground as much as you can. The Siddhasana is highly recommended, knees are spread out and one ankle over the other. So, this posture you can sit for long time, Siddhasana. Siddhasana, perfect posture, your knees further apart, try to bring. Dharayan, achalam stiraha. Some of you want to become a physiotherapist. Physiotherapist is nothing but it's a therapy from the outside. You are doing a therapy for the outer casing. physiotherapy is nothing but a patchwork. Outside, if you sometimes you buy apple from outside, it looks so fresh, but inside it is rotting. However great the physiotherapy you are doing, it is a patchwork. It's a short-term effect. The physiotherapy, it has to go beyond that one into a psychotherapy, spiritual therapy. The inside, the healing must dawn from within. The healing must dawn from within, and I have been to many the therapy centers. They apply, they massage, they do bending, twisting, and some application on the skin. It is only why that it is happening. The cause is right within. The moment if you are doing only the physiotherapy, the moment that patient becomes right, that patient walks out. There is no qualitative change from within. The physiotherapy, all our life, physiotherapy, why it is happening, we have moved away from our lifestyle, we have gone away, so physiotherapy is trying to get back our original health. Trying to get back, unless there is a qualitative change, the moment I become all right, I go back into the old habits. The qualitative change must happen from within. When Swami Vivekananda went to England, a Westerner asked him, in your Eastern philosophy, do we have any psychology? Psychology, and Swami Vivekananda responded saying that, yes, our Indian philosophy is full of psychology. So psychology is there. In your Western psychology, you deal with sick and dull mind, like Freud and Jung, and sick and dull mind, depressed mind, you treat them, whereas our Indian philosophy is enabling the mind to achieve higher things. Excel in the life. Not a depressed mind and not a dull mind. Make an ordinary mind extraordinary. Ordinary person become extraordinary. That is the when you become like that. When you have, yes, I want to excel. When the urge is there created from within, the body supports. Body is like a slave, mind is the king. Enable the king, slave follows. If the king himself is dull, body becomes sluggish. How to make the body, enable the body, reconnect within. And empower your mind. Say to yourself, I will accomplish. Never say when we are doing the asana, no, we can't, not that one. Yes, I will try. Enable the mind, body follows. If the mind is dull, body never. If you in the class also, yoga class, many students you will come across, they will say it is too hard. First thing, if you ask somebody to join yoga, first thing they say, sorry, I am not flexible. That is the general response people say. I say, are you flexible mentally? If my mind is flexible, body follows. If the precondition, the before I start, I am not flexible, with that concept when I come, in a two class I will try, no, it's not for me. Drop off. People drop off because mind has become very rigid. Body is only the slave, mind is the king. Enable the mind. Enable the mind, body follows. How to inspire the community? How to make others infuse confidence in their life? First, psychotherapy. Within, enable. Bhagavad Gita at the beginning, Arjuna said, sorry, I can't do. I can't fight. What Sri Krishna did? Nothing but a psychotherapy. He made him regain his confidence And at the end he says, Nashto moha smritir labdva tut prasadat maya chuta. All my confusion, dullness, I thought myself incompetent. Everything, all negativities have dropped out. I will do as you bid. I am fully charged. I will do. I am ready. That's the psychotherapy. What our philosophy is saying, that take off the no, I can't do. Enable. Yes, I will do. The teacher from Melbourne has asked me to do. So, I will do. I will do. Nashto moha smritir labdva. I regained my pristine glory. I have come here not to while away time and in the fag end of my life full of regrets. I should have done. In Melbourne, one aged care, the youngest person is 75, oldest is 100. The one elderly lady came and said, my body has become old. When I had energy, I thought something else was priority. I did that one and this one. Now I regret. How to regain my energy? I want to do what I want to do. When we have energy, we wild away my time, think giving priority for trivial things in life. Bring priority to the important things in your life. Enable. Time is very short. Not to squander your time. Enable your mind. Become a leader. World is looking at you to inspire them. Not to follow others, not to follow the crowd. Be proud that you are a minority. Be proud that you are a minority. Stay, position yourself away from the crowd. The moment you become part of the crowd, you will get lost. Nobody will recognize. You will be part of 8 billion people. You are just a number. Not to be part of the crowd. Be proud that you are a minority. Stand out. And position yourself. Position yourself. And that way, when you are strong, you will be able to inspire others. If everyone is doing, IT course, everyone is earning so much of money, I am also going. Ask any IT professional, there is no joy in my life. Every month I may getting a big sum, but there is no joy. Everyone did, I also did. You stand out. What is beginning, I said, Swatma Rama, my purpose of my life. Somebody said, I want to discover myself. Whatever I do, I must discover the joy in my life. Without joy, everything I have. In Chandigarh, I went a couple of weeks back. I went, one lady said, I have everything in my life. Very well-off lady. I have well-off, but so much of sorrow in my life. The sorrow comes out. I don't know how to contain that sorrow. And she was going through that problem for years. She went to a hypnotherapist. He took her through the regression and took her to the past life. Past life, she was only a selfish person, lived for her own sake, thinking like most of us are doing only for money. Everyone doing, I'm also doing. And in her last days, lot of regrets. She died out of heavy sorrows. Regret, so much of regret, that therapist said, hypnotherapist, the sorrow carried is nothing but a carryover sorrow from the past life. I never experienced Swatma Rama. I thought making you happy. No, I squandered my own practice. First, discover the joy in you, Swatma Rama. Then only you can bring joy to others' life. Whatever you do, whether a yoga therapist or a lecturer or a physical yoga teacher, whatever you do, ultimately, are you happy? People, first thing they ask, where are you working? How much money you make? That's all. They put a bracket on you. They identify you on how many houses you have, what car you drive. You are branded based on what the external things you have. Nobody asks, are you happy in your life? Nobody asks, are you happy? everyone puts a bracket, put you on how much money you have. First thing, how much money? Where are you working? And nobody asks, are you happy? The yoga says, Swatma Rama, are you happy? Then whatever extra you have outside, it is a bonus. The first thing, my life, I should discover the happiness. My happiness is a paramount for my family's happiness. If I myself is sulking, how can I add value to my children? How can I add value to my husband or wife? How can I make my parents happy? How can I make my grandparents happy? How can I make my neighbors happy? How can I make my community happy? How can I make my employer happy? How can I make my country happy? The first thing, the purpose of life, discover happiness. Your life should be of value for others. Remind that one whenever Dr. Manjunath talks about Swatma Rama, say it to yourself. Swatma Rama, am I happy? Am I happy? Then that is the beginning of yoga journey for you. Unless you get Swatma Rama, MSc certificate, PhD certificate, it's a piece of paper, and maybe you can put it in the Facebook, it's no joy. And Swatma Rama, when you get that one, your learning is started bearing the fruit.